It's Tuesday, the, I think it's the 5th, no, is it 15th? Oh my God, terrible. It's Tuesday anyway. No, it's not, it's the 16th. Yes. Okay, so, it's actually quite a lovely morning. It's still very dark, though the southern skies are quite bright, that bright grey colour, very bright, the sun coming up, so looks like clear skies above me too. It's all I can tell when it's still so dark, but it's dry, it's cold, there's a breeze. But it's lovely. It's another kind of magical morning with those silhouettes. Everything's a silhouette this time of the morning when the sun starts to brighten the skies. Not so long ago, and I mean relatively, in 15 minutes ago, there was just a glimmer of light. Hardly a glimmer. And it was almost total darkness here. Just beginning to make out things in the garden. Or maybe that's just my eyes. Now we've got a crescent moon. Almost the same place as it was the other morning there. It's slightly more south, I guess. It's still fairly high in the sky. But the light that's illuminating it this morning is allowing me to picture the whole globe, as it were. And I think that's one of the nicest things about the moon, is when it's not a full moon, when it's that half a crescent, but you can actually still make out the body of the rest of the moon, the dark side of the moon. So, and a really good sleep last night again. And getting up out of bed, still positively, at 7 a.m. Though another hour or two wouldn't have hurt. I'm feeling okay. Good. Not so much bother with the ear last night, because I've been rubbing cream in. And it seems to be helping. This time of the year, I always fall prey to hacks and cuts in the fingers that don't heal very quickly and become very painful. And it's just the conditions, and it's just the lack of blood flow at my fingertips, I guess. Although my thumbs are never bothered with white fingers, strangely, but they're very prone to hacking at the sides of the nails. You know that feeling you get when you touch something, as if someone just sent a red hot needle up into your thumb. The starlings are up in the big conifer. I can hear them just chattering and rustling. Probably getting out of bed, stretching their wings out as we would do our arms. And, hey guys, how are you this morning? Oh, I slept well last night. I often wonder just how much sleep birds get, even with these long nights. If they roost at 5 p.m, the latest, say, and don't get out of bed till 7, say, or even 6, or even 5, it's still 12 hours. They won't sleep 12 hours, will they? What do? They sleep 3 or 4 hours and then lie awake, like me. And things run through their heads. Who knows? What the heck do we know? Very little, in fact. There's a wee bird hopping through the Scots Pines I don't know what it is. It's just a dark silhouette of a wee bird. I'm guessing it's probably a blue tip because that's what they do. They hunt out tiny spiders and insects. And overhead, seagulls again, heading south. Silently, flapping their wings. Not gliding this morning. I'm pretty sure that was a bat. It's been a long while since I've seen bats here. The wee church that's just, oh, literally 200 yards as the crow flies from my house. Used to have a family of pipistrelle bats, and we could come out the back door here in a summer's evening in particular, and just as it was getting dark, and they would be flying about the garden, not just my garden but everywhere. But they were definitely, you know, a lot of pipistrelle bats, and I haven't seen them for years. So I don't know what happened. Maybe they're still there and we're just not noticing them. But I'm pretty sure that was one. But then again, at this time in the morning, well, maybe they come out for a last bite before settling in for the day. My mind's a lot clearer now, as is my throat. Not sucking so many mint sweeties. But my mind is a lot clearer. And my body's feeling pretty good. Which isn't bad. Well, of course good isn't bad. I think it's going to be a fine day today, for the most part. By the time the rain comes along, the sun will be setting anyway. Breeze is gaining in strength. You can see the tops of the trees, and the big land is swaying about now. Even my hand, hardy geranium below me. Well, one big patch of it anyway, with those little violet flowers. Even that is giving way to winter now. It's lying over, just a few little flowers left that are half closed, but they're probably open during the day, I guess. But that's the end of the season. It's not bad, is it, for the middle of December to still have a flowering plant here. Can't wait for the spring. And life starts again and bulbs shoot up through the ground. And the first snowdrops. It is a beautiful morning. If it weren't for the traffic noise, it'd be serene. And a passenger jet. High level passes the moon. But an inch away, I'd say, from the moon. And even the streamer from that jet is pink. The skies are still grey to the south, but the streamer's pink, so I'm guessing we're going to get colour changes in the skies. But the streamer's dissipating quickly. It's not staying. Or at least it doesn't appear to be staying. It's almost as if that jet is pulling along a pink banner. You know those ones you get to advertise Bill's farm implements and things? I wonder what it says. Heading somewhere nice.